You're listening to NITV Radio. This being March is coming up International Women's Day. A future leader determined to influence positive change through her work is Michaela Rodriguez. She's a First Nations community development worker at Interrelate. Thanks for coming on and having a yarn with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me, sis. I really appreciate it.
So just to introduce yourself, what's your name, who's your mob, and what do you do at Interrelate?
My mob are Gomore and Wurrumbai. I'm born and raised on Bidjigal and Gadigal country. I'm currently been living and working on Darawa country, so Sutherland Shire. I have been working at Interrelate for just over a year. I've also had the opportunity to network with like-minded mob and get to know the community in the surrounding areas.
This year's theme for International Women's Day is a march forward for all women and girls. What are some of the things that you're doing in Interrelate that's creating positive change?
So at the moment at Interrelate, I've had the opportunity to network with other Aboriginal organisations and workers from different orgs. So just networking, having meetings, getting to know the mob in different sectors such as domestic violence and other areas that impact our mob on a daily basis, whether that's meeting the children's needs, to really close the gap between services and our people and our communities. I'm also working on creating a program in schools for young Aboriginal girls so they can excel in the education system as well as be culturally connected and have that balance of time. So at the moment, it's just trying to keep the ball rolling, getting service out there, trying to engage the mob to connect with one another and build on community that already have the strength and the knowledge.
So your work at Interrelate strives for better outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. And you just touched a little bit on the programs and initiatives that you're working on. Is that coming up in 2025?
Should be, yep. At the moment, it's really just organising meetings and meeting up with like-minded Aboriginal women. So far, I've created a program that I was eager to get into a particular high school called Tibber Talk. And as a young Aboriginal woman, being 22 and still a young person that's been through the education system, it felt appropriate to push that into the education system and to have that bit of cultural safety for young Aboriginal girls going to school and getting an education. At the moment, it's just meeting to try and see what these young Aboriginal girls need and if they're interested in it and have their input so they can also culturally tailor what they want to get out of it in the program.
That sounds like an incredible opportunity for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander girls. So I know that you're a recipient for the Go Foundation Scholarship Program. What is that and what has that given you?
So the Go Foundation Scholarship, I received it in Year 11 and Year 12 as one of the recipients. And for me, it was more than just a financial scholarship. It really helped me set me up for the career that I wanted to do. It gave me motivation and connection to community and culture and to really feel included. And yeah, that set me up to then go to university and be motivated to be like, okay, you know, like this is what community is about. It's about giving back and it's about connecting and wanting what's best for our people. And I think that's also a massive factor, not just the scholarship and the finances helps to support me and also mum being a single mum at the time, struggling to like pay for school fees and or whatnot. But the fact that I can be in those spaces, just the support that the Go Foundation have given me throughout, like even past the point of receiving that scholarship, like it's really just a family. It's just mob. It's just family. And I'm always welcome there. And now I have the chance at Interrelate and in this role to give back So it's just very rewarding to be in a position where I can give back to the Go Foundation and to community after the support that they've given me.
It's amazing what can come out of a little bit of support. I'm assuming you went to uni. What did you study and what was your pathway like?
So I studied a Bachelor of Social Work at University of Wollongong. My pathway was quite... I really didn't know what I wanted to do, to be honest. I had a lady from NRLW come and talk to us career students about early entry and what we wanted to do and to pick our brains a little bit. She actually suggested social work. I didn't even know that social work existed until we were talking about mob and injustice and community. You know, she said to me, she goes, you talk a lot about justice and helping community and our people. And I said, yeah, you're right. I do. It's second nature to me. Yeah, she goes, you should do social work. And from then on, I did social work and I never looked back.
It's amazing that you found a pathway just from a conversation with her. If anyone is looking out for your services or wanting to know more about InnerRelate, where can they find you or find updates?
So the best contact is probably on our website. So at the top on our website, there's the tabs of First Nations Services, and it actually directs you to certain regions and communities. With that, you can reach out to our front desk and they can get in contact with me as your first point of contact if you just want to chat and just get curious about literally anything or anything on your mind. I'm always here for a quick yarn, but usually it's just the phone call, the number or the website, which is the best way of contact for us.
Thanks for sharing with us today, Michaela.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Michaela Rodriguez from nonprofit InnerRelate. You're listening to NITV Radio.